did you ever see something, an X-shaped frame that you could lay a log across if you were going to chop it?
No, never saw that.
What about something that carpenters use? It's built like, sort of like that. A-shaped frame. You'd need two of these, and you'd lay a board between them.
Don't know. On most plantations in the old days, they had what's called sleds. Uh-huh. Well, they were just that, two runners. To save expense of buying a wheeled vehicle, and also because they had long lives, and had a platform between the two runners, and they would haul things on the dirt roads on plantations on a sled.
Mm-hmm.
It served the purpose all right.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see something called a sawbuck or sawhorse or
yes.
Rack?
It's made. Where were you drawing that picture? Well, now, if you turn this, I don't know how to draw the angle, but the sawhorses were made just like that, and there was this piece at the top, then down here, they'd be cross members,
mm-hmm.
but you look at this right flat in front, whereas in order to get across the idea I'm talking about, you would be facing the edges of these triangular things. And usually, always, the tops would extend beyond like that so you could put a board across there to saw it in two.
So you just need one of those?
No, you need two, one on each one. Where the legs crossed, that made a notch.
Oh, it's sort of X-shaped where it crossed.
Yes, the sawhorses would be X-shaped, and the edges would go beyond so as to put a piece of wood in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking at it from in front, and I'm talking about from the side.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Same thing, but from the side. I wouldn't know how to draw it.
And a woman would fix her hair using a comb and a...
comb and brush.
And if she was going to use that, she'd say she was going to... what?
Comb her hair, brush her hair.
Uh-huh.
No change in that.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a...
I use them. I have one for every day of the week. And you can use what's called a hone, which is a form of stone. It has to be a different texture from an ordinary honing or sharpening stone.
Mm-hmm.
And a strop, S-T-R-O-P, not a strap, but a strop,
mm-hmm.
Which generally has one side for beginning to sharpen the razor and the other side for finishing it.
Mm-hmm. What do people have to sharpen their knives on?
Butcher knives, carving knives were always provided with a long, narrow stone. And if you knew how to handle the thing properly, you would rub it up and down both sides of the knife and sharpen the blade that way.
What would they call that stone?
They just call it a sharpening stone.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear whet?
What?
Whet rock or whet stone?
Whet stone, that's a little different. Sometimes they were grindstones, and sometimes they were flat ones for finer work like sharpening pocket knives or table knives. That would be a whet stone.
Mm-hmm.
And the other would be a grindstone.